midweek freak treat, Chance, minutes 25 to 30. I'm Adam, and I'm Urine.
And I'm Urine as well. Steve, coming at you. Am I saying coming at you like at the beginning of every episode now?
Yeah, that's your catchphrase. I thought, you know, like your sign off or your sign in is like, hey, Steve, coming at you.
Yep. More like cumin at you.
Oh, more like if someone asks what you're doing, send them a picture of the word cumin, you know? That's a fun little joke.
Well, it is the spice, the melange, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Turn your eyes yellowy brown.
Oh, man. Well, we really want Thickwood to turn your eyes green. We can't have yeah. another thing that turns your eyes something other.
That's color. True.
That's crazy.
I mean, most of our show is just finding ways to talk about Dune while talking about Jesus movies and television shows and movies like this week.
Well, Dune was the original Jesus.
Of course, yeah, the giant worm, the Kizak's Haderach, and the, you know, anyway, I don't know anything about Dune.
The Gigi,
the Anunnaki, they came and seeded the earth, their human seed sprayers, everybody knows all this stuff, it's all well-trod territory in the Bible, but what is yet to be written is the story of Allison and Justin's love affair, this week on Chance.
What a 5-minute chunk of film. You couldn't even tear your eyes away from the screen because so much was happening.
Oh my god, so many characters are introduced. None of them are given names or have any lines, and they're all children who will be extras. This 5 minutes is at least a fifth of this 5 minutes is a montage, which is great and easy to talk about.
At least a fifth, if not a third.
Well, it's like
I would even go so high as a third.
It's like a minute 20. That's how long that montage is. And when you're only watching it 5 minutes at a time, that's a lot of your watch time.
It's a chunk.
Oh, it's got dumped like a truck. Speaking of dumps like a truck, we finally get to find out what Victoria Jackson was talking about at the end of the last episode. She says...
Do we?
Yeah, she says, they don't see my body. They see me. You know? Yeah,
right, because it cuts off as they don't see my something.
Yeah.
So, depending on where you stop in
that
1 second chunk. Because there is stuff that can happen in a 1 second chunk.
Yeah, she could say, they don't see my in 1 second. You cram
or
that.
You stick around for half a second longer and it's body.
Yeah, or you just forget what you're even doing and don't hit pause and then suddenly it's just rolling by and you're like, oh, crap! I'm spoiling
it. I can't
it.
Believe you admit that to the listeners. You're not supposed to admit that.
It happened once. It happened last week for minutes 20 to 25, and I watched up to like 25:02 before I went, oh, no, she's talking about her body. I don't want to know about her body. I want to know about her lollipop.
I've almost done it every single watch, and like 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Which I know is absolutely ludicrous.
Yep.
It makes this whole thing a sham, really.
Well, yeah. I can't believe you would admit that. Your sin is far greater than my sin, and you were giving me guff about it. You're the biggest sinner of all.
I do sin, but we're God's favorite podcast. He'll forgive us. Amen.
Yeah, he loves us. God is all about Victoria Jackson and her husband, Paunch from Chips, whatever the hell that guy's name is.
Superman, I think you'll mean.
Yeah, Erica Estrada. That's when she was talking about her husband, she's like, he's got big ears and he's kind of short. I was like, that's not nice to say about Erica Estrada. And then I went, oh, wait, that's probably not who her husband is in this.
Probably, but you can assume that it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I say probably because we haven't seen her husband. She's mentioned her husband, but I swear to God, if we meet and it's Erica Estrada and this is the crossover between Malibu Dan and the rest of the world, that what a beautiful thing that would be.
Can you even believe how far removed we are from Malibu Dan, the family man? Like, that was our whole lives for forever.
Yeah, for 22 weeks or whatever it was. That's many
and
months.
It's just a blip.
That's gone. That's life, baby. You blink and it's gone. You're 15 for a moment. You're 99 for a moment, you know?
A moment like fists.
What is that? What's the rest? Sing more of it.
Some people wait a fist time for that one special piss.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fist. Yeah, that's good. Perfect. I'll edit that and I'll make a little song out of it.
No.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
sanctified.
No, sing Got the next it. Part. Could this be it's fisting me?
Some people wait a fist time for a moment like this.
Oh, I was really hoping you were going to do the key change part. That's the best part of that song when the key changes up and they, oh, you go, Kelly Clarkson. What a beautiful singer.
Wow, Kelly Clarkson, you're right.
Wow.
As people have said to my face many times, you are no Kelly Clarkson.
I said,
shut up.
I told that to you on your wedding day when you wanted to sing your way down the aisle. I said, Steve, I'm going to stop you right there. It took me a second to remember what your name was. Steve?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you.
Steve.
I'm going to stop you right there. As your photographer / best everything, I can't let you sing a Kelly Clarkson song while you walked down the aisle. You're no Kelly Clarkson, is what I said to you. And I regret it to this day. It would have been a beautiful moment.
I did look a lot like Kelly Clarkson on that day, though.
Well, yeah, of course. Your whole outfit was inspired by Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, well, it said on my fence, which was the backdrop for my marriage.
Duh,
it said, Kelly Clarkson inspired.
This wedding brought to you by the idea of Kelly Clarkson. You're like, that's pretty
a
good.
A moment.
Ooh. I'm trying to look up what a Kelly Clarkson song is. I don't.
Is that one?
Moment Like This? Yeah, that was her. Wasn't that her, like, friggin', you know, American Idol song? That's like she won with that or something. After she won, she sang that or something.
Yeah, but who is it originally?
Kelly Clarkson.
Cher?
No, it was an OG. They wrote it for her and Justin Guarini. Isn't that how? God, I haven't watched American Idol since Kelly Clarkson was on there. But like, isn't that how it worked at the end? You had a song written for you, and you got to sing a song at the end that was your song. She had a song, Justin Guarini had a song, and they went, we don't want your song, Justin. We want Kelly Clarkson. Relatable.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Hey, what was Ryan Malcolm's song? That's what we really need to ask. Canadian Idol winner Ryan Malcolm. What was his deal?
I have no idea. I was watching Haiti Idol, so.
Ooh, I bet they had lots of great songs like Help Me Haiti and Get Me Out of Haiti.
Yeah, instead of Help Me Rhonda, it was Help Me Haiti.
It's the same song, though, and every other lyric was the same.
Help Me Haiti.
Yeah. Get her out of my heart. Oh, Beach Boys.
Well, it looks like it's going to be another 45-minute FB.
Hey, and you got to go see Dune. You don't have time for a 45-minute FB.
Don't you freaking ever tell people I'm seeing Dune.
People.
Melange.
The Melange. It's gotten into him.
The spies.
Put on your still suit and go brave the cold weather. Eh? Here on Arrakis. What other Dune stuff can we name? That's a fun game. Name all the Dune stuff you can think of. Gurney Halleck.
Well, I haven't read the book in like 10 plus years. I haven't seen the movie yet. And I only snort melange twice a week. So I have no idea.
You're not going to become a navigator with that kind of melange usage. You got to bump those numbers up, baby.
Do you snort melange or is it like an injection?
I don't know. You absorb it. I think it's just like everywhere. They just breathe it in. It's in stuff. It's the spice melange. It's in the air. It's, you know, it's in your guts.
Yeah, just like cocaine during the 80s.
It's everywhere. You go to Studio 54. Yeah. What are you, not going to be high on cocaine? You walk in, someone blows a handful of it into your face when you walk in the door. That's like going to Arrakis.
That's really cool. There should be a club where you walk in and somebody blow into your nose.
Or any kind of spice. It doesn't have, like, blow's expensive. You're going to go bankrupt if you use blow.
I don't think you can do that.
Any spice. You walk in and you get a handful of cinnamon blown right in your face.
Ooh, that sounds terrible. But you'd definitely be like screaming melange after that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you ever do that thing where you eat a spoonful of cinnamon and then you try to talk and it just ruins your whole day?
Not because of the challenge or whatever it was. I really liked the cinnamon. I was a young kid working in a kitchen. So I dumped a bunch of cinnamon into my hand and then shoved it into my mouth because I thought it would be sweet and nice. And it would ruin my day.
Yeah, and then you realize, oh, cinnamon is terrible. Like, cinnamon works when it's mixed with, like, butter. And, like,
butter.
It's got to have other stuff. You can't just raw dog cinnamon. That doesn't work at all. That's lunacy. You got to put brown sugar in that cinnamon or something.
Sugar, butter, fat, milk.
These are all the pieces of the food pyramid.
Yeah, these are all the pieces of the cinnamon.
Exactly, yeah. What else happens in this 5 minutes? People who know me look at my soul. They say I'm I'm an asshole. That's what she says.
I feel like Allison was really struggling getting through that scene because Victoria Jackson did not learn her lines. She did get a couple of out, like he reads the Bible when nobody is looking, which is obviously the sure sign of a true man.
Of course. That's maybe my favorite line in this whole 5 minutes, other than more like Elephant Allison. But when Victoria Jackson... what I loved about that line from Victoria Jackson is it reminded me back of your wedding of the vows that your wife said about you. She said, he's brave and protective and kind and smart, and he reads the Bible when no one's looking. And I went, that's Steve. That's my Steve.
It's also a lie, because I read the Bible when people are looking. Yeah. I'm not going to be sitting at home in my basement reading the Bible. I'm going to Starbucks. I'm going to, you know, Walmart. Mm. I'm reading that Bible in front of people so people get my religion.
Yeah, when you're not even really reading it. You're just holding it open, looking at it, and then hoping that someone goes, oh, what are you reading? And you can go, the Bible. And they go, what part? And you go,
Deuteronomy.
Oh, Deuteronomy. It's always Deuteronomy. That's my favorite book, baby.
Well, it's funny sounding.
Well, it's also my favorite cat from Cats, so.
Really?
Yeah, old Deuteronomy, he's the best.
I'm a rum-tum-tugger guy.
Well, he's a curious cat. I understand that. That's much like yourself.
Yeah, I see in him what I see in me.
That's fair. I mean, if we're being honest, Skimbleshanks the Railway Cat, that's my favorite cat from Cats, if we're going to be totally honest. He's got the biggest song. He's got the... It's just a real fabulous occasion whenever Skimbleshanks comes out, and he can tap dance like crazy.
Whoa!
Whoa, he tapped into them all!
I've never seen Cats, to be honest.
Really? Oh, baby, we're going to watch Cats one of these days. It's a real treat.
The play or the movie?
Whatever you want. Both. We'll watch them both at the same time. See if any of it syncs up Dark Side of the Moon style.
Yeah, like if you have two laptops, you can watch two movies at once.
Yeah. Yes, and?
Well, I'm just letting the people out there know that they don't have to restrict themselves to one screen at a time like a bee.
Right. If you're going to be an adventurous human being, you better be watching multiple things on multiple screens all at once. Normal media should not satiate you anymore. Your brain should be so broken, your dopamine center should be so overtaxed that you need constant stimulation from many different sources all at once. Parse it
constant
all out.
Stimulation. Hey, it's what society is all about.
Same in my autobiography.
What?
Constant stimulation? Constant stimulation, bestseller on the New York top 10. That's a thing,
it's
right?
Kind of what our podcast is, eh?
I mean, that's what all podcasting is to the hosts. Certainly is constant stimulation.
I'm very stimulated. I was very much looking forward to today's record. And then I was.
Well, when you realize how beautiful you are to the Lord, you'll understand how Justin sees you.
Kinda.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well,
Victoria?
Victoria Jackson looked into Justin's eyes and saw lust.
Oh, yeah. And she was like, Jesus. I mean, God was a horn dog. We know that for a fact. He was out there railing chicks, he was knocking up chicks all over Bethlehem. He was turning women into pillars of salt and sending angels to get gang-banged by whole towns. God was a cool guy.
Well, technically, he's our father to every human soul on Earth.
Yeah, who farts in heaven.
Do you think God has to frick somebody in heaven to make a human being on Earth?
So you're saying that on Earth, when two people love each other very much and they copulate, yeah, they put their P in their V and in their own V, then up in heaven, God has to put his big old dinger into, just split some angel in half in order to create a baby that then gets sent down into the mother's womb, and that's where it is? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, he has the copy of everybody's genes shoved into a beautiful angel of his choice.
Of course.
And once his erm hits that seed of genes, then it's sent down to Earth and turned into a human being. That's why some people are just dumb, even though they have smart parents.
Right, because on the way down, a little meteorite doinked him in the head, knocked out a little chunk of brains, made him a little smart.
Or he had a little too much melange before he fricked. And,
oh, my God.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Paul, be careful. Your sister. Talking about too much spice in the womb. Hey, here's a question for you. In that scenario that you've created, that is the God's honest truth, at what point does life begin?
When God comes.
Wow. Okay. So that baby is alive. From the minute his erm hits that egg, baby alive, zipping down with little angel wings, flying down up Earth Mother's cooch into belly, grow baby. That's how it works.
Yeah, but he's cool with termination in that 9 months.
Of course he is. At any point during the 9 months. A day before?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Because, like, he's got more stuff to do if you kill a baby.
Well, yeah, and all those babies, you know, none of them are baptized. They all, if they're alive from the second they come out of God's balls, then they're soaked in original sin. They have not been baptized. All those babies are going to purgatory anyway. So God's like, once I bust, I don't care what happens to this thing. I'm out of here. Whether it gets baptized and comes to heaven or goes to hell or goes to purgatory, I'm getting laid either way. I don't care. I'm God.
Yeah, he's sitting up there with a glass of Jack and Coke and a big cigar going, and he's just getting his no matter what.
Mm-hmm. It's never no nut November up in heaven. It's all nut all the time up in heaven.
Yeah, as far as he's concerned, there's no nuts, there's no Novembers involved, and he's ermine whenever he wants.
Yeah, and he's the only one who can nut. That's the thing about heaven. Once you get there, you're an angel, so you're like, you have like a Casper body. Like, you're just like a little worm on the bottom. You don't have legs or a dinger or anything, or like, you don't have to poop anymore. You're just Casper body with wings and arms. That's heaven.
In our dimension, but I feel like if you're an angel, you can pass through dimensions, and there's got to be some dimension that you're solid.
Oh, my God. Are we talking about dark materials now? Ah, all my favorite pop culture is colliding here.
Yeah, like, when you're an angel, there's some dimension where you're solid and you can frick God's womb.
Yeah, of course. You get out your Chris knife from Dune, from the planet of You take your Casper body, you fly up to heaven, you, whatever you said, you cut off his dinger, or whatever you said to do with the Chris knife. And that's the afterlife. That's what the afterlife is a constant hunt for God's dinger to try, because he's the only one who can nut. You miss it. Everyone's drawn towards it. You want it so bad.
Some say a knife is really a key.
A key between worlds.
This is insane.
Look, man.
There's no way this is listenable.
You go up to heaven and you put your hand in that box and God's, and you ask God, what's in this box? And God goes, pain. And you go, oh, God.
Oh, the knife's the key.
Oh, it's the key to my heart. So, God,
so then the montage happens.
Yeah, so then there's a big minute and a half long montage at Camp Timberlake. The kids arrive. Can you sing the song Victoria Jackson sings with the same amount of gusto that she sings it, please?
No. I don't remember
Coward.
What she sings.
Coward. That's what he
I
is.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? When the kids arrive and she's like, do you know the song? And Allison goes, no, this is my first time here. I don't know what camp is. Then Victoria Jackson stands up and starts screaming a song. It's very impressive.
Can you sing it for us?
No, I wrote down in the notes, get Steve to sing it.
That's my name.
Yeah, I'm Adam. I don't have to do that. I was first. It's my erm.
I'm so happy I'm frickin' Steve. I would hate to have the weight of the shoulders of Adam.
Doesn't matter, baby. Once God realizes you're all banged out, he trashes you, he throws you in hell, and he makes me a hot piece of tail.
Who do you think has the bigger dinger between the two of us?
No, God, he went out of his way to make them exactly the same size. And we've laid them, yeah, we've laid ours on top of each other to measure them many times.
Yeah, but I like the hair, the balls, the shaft. Like, there's gotta be some differences.
I mean, think about this, though. Adam was definitely uncirced, right? Like, he was rocking a full anteater on the end of that thing.
Unless God, like, came down from heaven and told him to cut off his, you know, stuff.
Yeah, his stuff. Yeah.
But he made you before me, so don't you think you'd make some improvements or make it weirder? Maybe I got a weird thing.
What do you mean improvements? I was made in God's image. I'm perfect. What are you talking about? Bro, I'm Adam.
Yeah, you got a point there.
I'm Adam. See, we should have done this from the start of the very start of the first episode. We should have.
Yeah.
We should have been cosplaying as Adam and Steve, the original odd couple from the Garden of Eden. Now we're coming to it too late, but maybe at the start of year two we'll really get into that.
I mean, in the history of the podcast, like, we'll be doing this when we're 99 or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
So this is the beginning.
That's a very good point. Right now it's today, but tomorrow it'll be yesterday. So at that point, what's anything?
Great point.
Thank you. What did you think of the signs at camp that just said there's like a pole with a bunch of arrows pointing in different directions with stuff written on them? And the first one that we see, this is the list from top to bottom: courage, lambs, fire, campfire, miracle, restroom, and angels. And I can tell you what two of those signs are for.
What are they for?
Oh, lambs and angels. That's like if you're trying to get into Gwen Stefani's group, you know, Lamb, Love Angel, Music Baby, then you go to one of those places. Lamb.
And that's at the camp?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they recruited people to be Harajuku girls.
I thought
girls.
One of them said tabernacle.
That's on the next sign that we see. There's another sign that says fellowship, brothers, lake, campfire, tabernacle, and finally, all other cabins. Which, I don't know, whatever. Who knows what's over there?
And there's no signs that say heaven or hell.
Well, I don't know. None that I can see.
Not yet,
yeah.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if this is the nexus of the universe or not.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a nexus. Yeah, this is a nexus of the universe. This is where everything collides.
Yeah.
Fellowship. Brothers. No sisters on those on that map. Brothers, lake, campfire, again.
Fire.
Not on the second sign, just campfire. First fire, gone. Don't even worry about first fire. We don't know what that was. That was a mistake. We shouldn't have made that.
Oh, first fire was definitely a mistake.
Yeah, tell it to the apes. What did you think of Allison? What did you think of Allison being quizzed by those little kids about her relationship with Justin and her doing everything in her power to not say, oh, I'm catfishing him right now. I'm lying to him about who I am.
She probably should have. They don't know what she's talking about. She can really say whatever she wants. And also, these kids need to learn.
That's true. And they need their camp counselor to drag all of her baggage into this fun bracelet making session. When the little girl's like, does he want to be your boyfriend? And Allison goes, I don't think he wants to be my boyfriend. He's never seen me before. Anyway, where'd you get that green? I need green beads. It's like, lady, leave it at the door. These kids, they don't want to know about your complicated catfishing scheme.
Oh, you really found that green bead right away.
She did say green bead really weirdly.
Yeah, she's dragging everything up, but these kids are smart. Like, God kids?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they can get a relationship like nobody's business.
They've been alive through heaven and space all the way into the garbage, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, Sunday church service for kids is very informative of the ways of the heart.
Yeah, of course, the heart of the Lord. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't know. Heaven, you know?
Did Jesus ever fall in love?
Yeah, he was in love with a prostitute. He tried to turn a hoe into a housewife, that guy.
What a guy.
What a guy that Jesus was. What a clown.
That's probably the easiest thing to do, though.
Oh, turn a hoe into a housewife? Absolutely, of course.
Back then.
Yeah, of course. Everyone wanted out. They were like, oh, yeah. Like the sniff of a better life. I'll leave everything I've ever known to get a sniff of a better life, please.
I gotta get out of the sand.
Oh, do you have nicer sand? No, it's the same sand. It's just a different chunk of it. Well, that's where I want to be. The sand is always browner on the other side, they always say.
Wetter, almost.
Well, yeah, that's how you make it browner.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Of course,
as far as
yeah,
sand
yeah.
is concerned.
We really
rub each other the wrong way sometimes.
No.
But when it comes to sand...
Oh, we're best friends.
Yeah.
Did you think of the same joke as I did when we cut to the establishing shot of the Johnson Gymnasium? I put, that's what I call my bed, know what I'm saying?
That's what you call your bed?
Yeah, the Johnson Gymnasium.
Yeah, I made that exact same joke.
I
thought of my room and my bed as a gymnasium and dick stuff.
For your Johnson. This is a very sexual episode. This is a very sexual show. I don't know. We did not come into this whole entire show thinking it was going to become this sexual, but it's randy, baby. That's one thing to say about this show.
Well, I'm about to go to the theater to see Dune, maybe.
I hope.
And
not if I have anything to say about it. 45 more minutes, please.
And I'm just horny for that screen. I haven't seen that big screen in a while, and I want to wet it all over the place.
Tell me how big that worm is when you see it on the big screen.
Okay.
You're going to see that worm. Oof.
I'll text to speech it to you.
Okay, yeah. I'll just get a text that just says, big worm. Shh. I'll go, okay.
I'll have my phone on text to speech the whole movie, and you'll get everything I say.
And everything that's said in the movie.
Nah, I'll make sure it's filtered.
I'm Shut Up Mapes, you know?
The melange.
The spice melange. Kate's grandma's in the hospital. Oh, no! Kate's grandma, what are you doing in the hospital? That's not for old people.
We don't know yet.
I know. And this 5-minute chunk ends with Allison, the perfect ending to a 5-minute chunk. Allison goes, what can I do? And Kate goes, please, and then it ends. And we don't.
Please,
We'll find out next week what she says.
What do you think that she wants Allison to do? What can she do? She's at camp.
Probably, like, lose my number and don't ever contact me again.
I think she wants her to have sex with Justin before she dies. Or her grandma does.
Like, her grandma said that to her?
Yeah.
My grandma called to tell me she's in the hospital, and also she wants you to get it in with Justin. It's about time.
Please.
Please. Well, if it's for your grandma, if I'm busting for your grandma, then I guess I'm going to have to do it.
Well, I think we've pretty much wrapped it up. I think the people at home know exactly what happened in this 5-minute chunk.
This guy wants to go so bad. He has 50 minutes before the movie starts, and he probably got AVX tickets, so he doesn't even have to worry about not getting a good seat. This guy's rushing.
No, I thought that we were at the end. I thought that was a very salient point. You son of a gun.
You.
Do you think anybody's going to complain about the U?